Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
For those who may not know, the Montana State Capitol used to house all three branches of government under one roof. The executive branch offices occupy the second floor. These include the governor's office and the offices of his budget and policy advisors. The legislative branch occupies the third floor, and this includes the House and Senate chambers along with their respective leadership offices. And up until 1982, the Montana Supreme Court was housed in the Capitol as well. Of the three, the legislative branch is the branch closest to the people, but there is a spot in the Capitol reserved to the people themselves. It's the incredibly ornate Capitol Rotunda. Located dead center in the Capitol building, it rises four stories into the magnificent Capitol Dome. It's awe-inspiring, to say the least, and it's the high point of any Capitol tour. It's also the place where people gather to make their voices heard, literally every day during the legislative session. That's because the rotunda can be reserved for rallies, demonstrations, luncheons, and educational seminars. It's the heart and soul of the Capitol, and it books up almost instantly when the reservation period opens. During the 2021 legislative session, when COVID was still an issue, the rotunda was closed to gatherings. As it sat silent, it was as though all of the energy had left the Capitol. Now, thankfully, it's open again and business is back to normal. Over the years, it's been the scene of gubernatorial inaugurations, trade shows, rallies to encourage legislative support on issues, and demonstrations, some of them raucous. During the 2001 inauguration ceremony of Governor Judy Martz, people demonstrating for the rights of buffalo tried to unfurl a banner and pour animal blood from the third floor down onto the second floor where the governor was being sworn in. Thankfully, they were interrupted by security before they could interrupt the proceedings. One of my favorite events is that day each session when Native American drummers fill the rotunda. The beat of their drums is so loud that you can hear them in the House chamber at the far end of the Capitol. That said, my very favorite event happens this Thursday, and you're invited. It's the Governor's Prayer Gathering, hosted by Governor Greg Gianforte and Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris. Doors open at 7 a.m., and there will be coffee and donuts. At 7:15, the music begins, and for those who have never heard God being praised in the special acoustics of the rotunda, it's awe-inspiring, to say the least. Finally, at 7:30 a.m., the program begins, and it's truly a prayer gathering, with the Governor and Lieutenant Governor praying over our state, followed by regular citizens who will ask God to bless our families, our military and first responders, and our elected officials. As Benjamin Franklin once said, "I've lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" Please join us at 7 a.m. this Thursday, January 19th, as we fill the Capitol Rotunda with praise and ask God for his blessing on our state. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.